Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Michelle Angeli, and she's with Connect. Welcome, Michelle.
Thanks, Lee. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to learn about Connect. So before we get too far into things, tell us about it. How are you serving folks?
Sure. So Connect is a curriculum that I created about 2 years ago. And the focus of the curriculum is to help professionals and leaders learn how to connect with each other professionally in order to develop themselves and also develop their teams.
Now, do you target a certain size business?
Well, it was interesting. So ideally, or initially, I should say, the program, then the curriculum that I had created was targeting students and young professionals. That was some of the interactions that I was having. And a lot of the questions that I was getting was coming from that group. But as time has gone on and, you know, changes in the business environment, now I actually serve professionals from all different ages that are looking to either grow professionally, whether it's within their current environment, looking for a new environment, or actually looking to pivot completely into a different environment. So it's been super interesting how that's grown.
Now, what is kind of the nuts and bolts of your service? Is it you, doing workshops and training, or is it you doing kind of one-on-one coaching? Like what is kind of your day-to-day?
Sure. So yeah, so the primary thing that I do is I do a lot of speaking engagements and workshops. In the past 4 to 5 months, they've been virtual. But yeah, I actually speak to corporations, organizations, universities on the topic of connecting. So based on for universities, I really focus on teaching students how to connect now while they're in college in order to develop and start making connections for them to get their first job or expose themselves to environments that will help them learn, you know, what they want to do when they do graduate. And then I speak to corporations. There's actually two different topics that I focus on with corporations. And one is, how do you connect in order to grow professionally within your organization? How do you expose yourself to different areas of the organization, learn some interpersonal skills? And then the second facet is with leaders specifically. So I focus on teaching leaders how to connect with their teams, especially today, since we live in such a, you know, in a multicultural and multigenerational environment. How do they connect with their teams in order to increase, you know, productivity, engagement, and innovation?
Now, those different groups seem pretty disparate. Do you prefer working with the younger folks or more of the senior leadership?
I actually prefer working with both, because the interesting thing about it's two separate curriculums, but the foundation of them are very, very similar, because it's based on connecting. So I've actually defined what connecting is. So just to give you a little bit of background, you know, I've always found the term networking to be a little vague and very, very intimidating, especially for folks who are introverts. There's not like a set of rules of, you know, how do you network in a good way? And so connecting, both curriculums are based on this platform of, you know, connecting. The official definition is an authentic way to learn or assist someone. So it applies to both categories, because in order to connect with people, whether it's your colleagues, whether it's, you know, business contacts within the community, or as a leader with the people who work for you, you have to be authentic, right? You have to learn from them, and you also have to help them. Those are three important components of what connecting means. So essentially both curriculum has that as a foundation. And then there are different strategies that I use for each group.
So now when you're talking to the young folks, do they have, I would imagine on one hand, they're like, I connect all the time. I'm on my phone. I got a million friends on Facebook and I'm super wired in. But I think what they may not kind of understand is, are those really valuable connections, or are they kind of superficial connections? it's I like to call it the will they take you to the airport connection, or will they like your, you know, Instagram post? You know, those are different requirements.
Yes, that's a great, great point. And that's something where I talk about when I talk about quality versus quantity. Right. And so one of the things that I talk about, which is a foundation of it, is just making, you have to be genuine. That's where the authentic piece comes in, is being strategic too and making connections. But you have to put some time and effort. And that requires you to either learn from a new connection if you don't know them, ask specific questions depending on what your goals are, or assisting someone. And that's, and I really, really love the assisting component, because that actually really, really helps solidify an authentic connection and helps you get from point A to point B. So that's where I focus on, you know, teaching them strategies of not just making a connection, whether it's, you know, a Facebook a request, whether it's an Instagram follow or a LinkedIn connection. It's no, putting in the time to really make valuable, authentic connections.
Now, how do you coach up that young person on believing that they have something of value for the person maybe that is higher in the food chain than they are at this point in their career?
So it's interesting that you say that, because this is actually one of the aspects that I love, and it's very individualized for each person. So what I try to do is have them first focus on self-reflection. So figuring out, you know, what are some of the things that they're really good at, right? Everyone has a set of skills or things that they're exceptionally good at. So we go through a number of exercises that, you know, help them really take an introspective look at themselves and figure out what is it that I'm really good at. And then the part two of it is now going outwards and figuring out, like, branding is a big component of what I teach. And it's having them go through certain exercises that allows them and gives them some visibility of what is the actual value that they're providing to the people around them. And taking those two sets of answers and building a customized program for them to use that in order to connect and develop themselves professionally.
Now, when you're dealing with the senior leadership, I would imagine the philosophical, foundational parts are similar, but then they have different kind of objectives in terms of they're trying to bring people together and they're trying to, create a community. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's exactly what that is. Correct. So one of the things that, some of the strategies that I teach the senior leaders is essentially I start with the same thing. Like, why are you a leader? What makes you want to be a leader? What really motivates you to become a leader? And then also we try to dig in introspectively of what are some great qualities that make you a great leader, right? And that comes into what are their unique skills? What are some of their passions? We kind of work through that because sometimes people tend to forget that, especially the higher we go up the food chain in corporate America or become more successful, we tend to lose that connection with ourselves. I help them bring that back and then use that in addition to some strategies to connect with different members of their teams. So that's something that I really, really enjoy, taking them through that journey.
Now, in some, especially large organizations, there's people of obviously different cultures, different generations, all kind of in this big gumbo of an organization, right? And there's sometimes the senior leaders don't kind of look like the rest of the team. How do you kind of help them bridge that gap so they can become their authentic self and still communicate and give space for the others?
So that exact reason that you just gave there is the reason why I started doing the work that I do, because that was something that I was seeing more and more in corporate America. And so one of the things that I do is, one is work with the leader to figure out authentic ways. So back to the definition of connecting, you know, authenticity, learning, and assisting. So one of the ways that I help leaders be able and bridge that gap with, you know, employees that might not necessarily look like them, might be of a different age, is the first component is learning, right? Finding ways to learn about your employees. So some of the strategies that I work with them are on, what are some ways in one-on-one meetings for those employees that report directly to you? What are some things you can do and some strategies that you can employ to really, really get to know your employee? Because right now, because of the differences in generations and cultures, your employees are every single one of them is different. They have different motivations. They have different ways of communicating. So it's trying to figure out and helping them figure out how to extract that information from each employee so you know that. And then the second part of it is then also helping them with strategies to connect their employee base with each other. Because it's not just the leader connecting with each employee, but also making sure that your team is connected with each other, because every single part of that team is a component, right? And it's they're each a part of that formula that makes a team successful. So it's focusing on strategies to make sure that they're united and feel connected to each other as well.
Now, if it was difficult before in pre-pandemic, when there would be, you know, occasional collisions at, you know, at different birthday events, and people were getting together and maybe in a very informally see each other in the elevator, there were opportunities for people across the company to kind of interact accidentally on purpose, you know, like they can see each other. And in today's world, where everything's pretty much virtual at this point, how do you kind of create those opportunities for connection without seeming so like, okay, it's time for our, you know, 3:15 connection meeting, you know, like, do you have to be that intentional and that kind of scheduled into the thing, or have we kind of given up on these serendipitous interactions?
So no, you definitely have to be intentional. I think that regardless whether we're trying to connect in a digital world or in the world pre-pandemic, I always, that's part of the curriculum that I teach, is you have to be intentional in making connections. And so right now in a digital world, there are similar ways. So me personally, I still have digital coffee chats, virtual coffee chats with people. So I used to do them in person pre-pandemic, but now I do them online, and, you know, I try to give myself a goal of doing that with a new person at least once a week or once bi-weekly. But that's the same thing that I teach other people to do, is especially if you've been working for a company for a long time, there are great ways to just send someone, whether it's an email, whether it's a text, depending on how you've communicated with them in the past, or even somebody new in your company that you've always had an interest in getting to know a little bit about. Use those two main components of the definition of connect, which is assisting or learning. So, right, sending someone a quick email to be like, hey, so-and-so, you know, it's been a while. We haven't caught up. I hope everything is well. I'd love to, you know, chat with you for 15 to 30 minutes because I'd really love to learn X, Y, Z. So that's the part of being very intentional, is making sure that when you reach out to someone in this new digital world, you do have a legitimate and authentic reason why you want to reach out to them. So that's very important. And I think that once you do that and the person understands what your motive is, they're definitely more open to scheduling a quick connect session with you.
Now, for you, going about doing this work and getting the word out about the work that you're doing, have you found this environment of the pandemic a challenge?
It's interesting because it has its own challenges. It had its challenges in the beginning because there was so much uncertainty, and there still is a lot of uncertainty. But for me, this is such a natural thing for me. And also coming from the digital world, I, you know, used a lot of in-person interactions to make new connections. But I mean, I've used social media. I mean, I'm very, very prominent on LinkedIn. That's been a great, great tool for me to get to know new people. I've made tons of new friends during the pandemic of using LinkedIn, but also Facebook groups. And then, you know, once, you know, getting those one-on-one interactions in different Facebook groups, but being intentional about reaching out to someone one-on-one to then schedule a call or a quick Zoom session. So it's actually been extremely, extremely fruitful. I don't think that I've actually lost opportunities to connect because we are in a virtual environment, as surprising as that sounds.
So is there some low-hanging fruit that you would recommend others, maybe in this kind of business of consulting and using their brain as their service? How would you kind of recommend they go about getting new clients or reconnecting with old clients?
Sure. So definitely using LinkedIn. LinkedIn is an amazing tool, and it was an amazing tool before the pandemic due to the organic reach that LinkedIn has as a social media platform. But definitely using it now because there's way more people on the platform now, especially people that are looking for work or are just looking for a connection because they've been home for such a long time. So definitely taking advantage of not just connecting with new people on LinkedIn, but participating in the conversation, right? Engaging, liking people's content, commenting on people's content. Because if you're not visible, no one knows what service that you provide. So definitely I would recommend is getting on LinkedIn and engaging. If you have a profile on LinkedIn that has not been updated in a long time, take the time to update that profile and really be specific and direct as to what services do you offer? What value do you provide? And why are you uniquely qualified to provide that value? So that's a great tip for on the LinkedIn side of it. And then also using Facebook groups and all different types of platforms that put you in a group environment. There's tons of different, like I think there's Meetup, different things like that, that they are, you know, positioned for different areas of the industries based on topic, based on location, but really taking advantage of those and you know, and having the courage to just put yourself out there, be confident about who you are, what services you have to offer, and what's your unique value proposition is what I would say.
Now, for you, your go-to-market strategy is speaking. Can you talk about some of the speaking you've done?
Sure. So yes, I actually speak to a number of different groups. Right now, I'm in the middle of a speaking session with some women in leadership for some major corporations in the U.S. where we talk about how to connect with each other, especially in a digital environment. So what are some key strategies that you can use to connect with other people in a digital environment? But I speak to universities. So the topic there is how do you connect to find your first career opportunity? So that's a very, very popular session for university students. And then I also speak to professionals. I do small workshops on how to connect in order to get new opportunities. And that could be within your current field or in a different area, or especially in the last 6 months, a great, great new topic that I love to talk about is how do you pivot? Like I've pivoted a couple times in my career, and that's been a new subject that people are eager to talk about.
Now, talk a little bit about the TEDx opportunity.
Yeah, so the TEDx opportunity was great. So one of my goals has always been to speak at TEDx and TED. And it was interesting because a couple of months ago, what was interesting about this specific opportunity about TEDx was the article sort of, I noticed it a little bit more than I would other articles because the topic of the TEDx event was human to human connection, which is something that I love and know a little bit about. So that was a kind of, you know, struck out to me as something unique. And so I came up with a potential topic that I would love to present on and submitted an application. And so about a week or so later, one of the organizers reached out and said, we absolutely loved your application. We'd like to invite you to audition for the event. So a few weeks later, I actually auditioned for the event. And then I got a message a week later that I had been officially accepted as a TEDx speaker for the event, which is awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
So now, when you're dealing with your corporate clients, what is the pain they're having where the solution is? We better call Michelle and her team.
Sure. So there's a couple of things. So one is, you know, rising the engagement of their employees. So helping their employees figure out, especially now in a digital world, how to connect with each other. So one of the things that I do is I give their employees strategies on how do you now create a connection with your team that are remote, and also especially in big companies where you have different departments and you have different areas of the company needing to, you know, connect with each other in order to make, you know, a project move forward. That's a key critical thing that I help them solve. How do I help your employees learn how to connect and then consistently stay connected across the organization in order to grow? So that's one aspect of it. And then the second aspect of it is with leaders, connectivity with their teams. How do I help them? One, them as a leader connect with their teams, because right, there's got to have that trust that's got to be built in for a great leader/employee relationship. But then also in a big team that potentially has different generations, different cultures, how do I help the leader then create an atmosphere of collaboration and connection among these employees, given the, you know, the current environment?
Now, those sound like your services you offer, but what is the actual pain they're having? Are there symptoms that they have a problem that maybe they're not aware of? And then if you say, hey, if this is happening, you might benefit from having a conversation with you.
Sure. So it's a couple of things. It's lack of engagement.
So what does that mean? What is lack of engagement? Like, how does that show to me as the leader? How do I know I'm having lack of engagement?
So definitely, especially now in a virtual environment, you have some employees that potentially are not as engaged as they were before, or you've lost engagement, where meaning they're attending meetings, but perhaps they're not speaking up as much, or they're not sharing certain ideas, or there are gaps in communication, right? Some projects are falling through. There's a little bit of discontentment among the group. There's a little bit of, you know, lack of trust, and that you can see that where people are blaming each other, projects are falling through, deadlines are not being adhered to. So lack of engagement literally means there's, you know, the employee has either digressed in the level of engagement that they had, or, you know, they might have not had a high level of engagement before, and the leader wants to proactively help the employee get a little bit more engaged in the group. And that usually happens too if you do have a large group where there are different generations, different cultures, or you have some people that are introverts and potentially really, really need, you know, needed that, you know, one-on-one in-person connection before, but now that everything is virtual, they have a little bit of a harder time getting engaged fully because they don't speak up as much as, you know, other group members do. So it's helping them get a little bit more engaged.
Now, who typically hires you? Is it HR or is it these managers directly?
It's definitely been managers so far that have hired me that are looking to. So a lot of them. So the current work that I'm doing now is a women in leadership group. And so the most of the employees are remote employees just in general. They go out into the field and visit different levels of the organization. So it's they're looking to find ways to help their employees, one, connect so that they learn. So the sole mission of some of these groups is to provide environments and provide a platform for their employees to educate themselves on either, you know, growing in the company, on developing themselves, engaging with their clients. So these are the groups that are hiring me to help bridge that gap. So the topic that I speak to and I've been speaking on recently is how to connect for success. And it's literally going through several levels of my curriculum of how do you first connect with yourself, right? So how do you identify what are some of the things that you are innately good at, and how do you use that to grow professionally in your company and connect with others? And then second one is how do you then go about in making connections? And some of those things can even include how do you handle conflict? How do you handle self-doubt? So those are some of the things that I've been focusing on recently.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
Sure. So you can find me at www.michelleangeli.com. And I'm also on LinkedIn as well under Michelle Angeli Beato.
And can you spell that for our listeners?
Sure. So Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. My middle name is Angeli, E-N-J-O-L-I, and Beato, B as in boy, E-A-T-O.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.